Well, another baseball season underway. Coach Conroy with the MLB Bank Seniors. You made a road trip to Ogallala. That's never an easy place to play, and that's a nice win on the road for your guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it last night, and I think that's the first time since I took over, I think this is year four, that we've gone to Ogallala and won. I know, you know, the first couple of years they really gave us fits, and they're always, you know, a real competitive school in every single sport, and, you know, we play each other in everything. So it's always kind of not circled on the schedule, but I know the guys like to, they enjoy playing Ogallala. So it was nice to go up there, obviously, season opener, get a win there, and then, like I said, up at their place, because that has not happened for us for a while. We played them pretty close last year up there, and then, you know, we got the win at home, and, you know, we're kind of settling into a little bit of a back and forth. So hopefully we get two from them this year.
I know you kind of start the season a little bit later with the high school sports going on and stuff like that, and that's kind of the case again this year, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, with it being, I think it's the early Memorial Day is what kind of throws things off. So, you know, Trent Riley right now, he hasn't even really been to much, just because, you know, from football to wrestling to golf, and he's golfing right now up the state. So, you know, that was even, we weren't even full staffed last night. So it's nice being able to push back a little bit, because, you know, with our postseason stuff also being pushed back a week, that, you know, just kind of, it doesn't make it seem like the summer's as long baseball wise when, you know, we're just about to June and we're just starting. So it's, you know, kind of the opposite of what a lot of the youth travel stuff is doing, where they're done by the time school gets out and we're just starting. But, you know, baseball is a summer sport, and we're playing it when it's meant to be played.
Talk about the kids coming back. Yeah, you've got some pitch. You always start with pitching, and you've got some guys can throw for you this year.
Yeah, you know, last year that was definitely our strong suit, where we had six guys that could start for us and could go deep into games and eat up innings, which is, like I said, that's a strength, but also just the way that I managed that was not great for the kids, where, you know, like I said, we had, you know, Trey Tiller kind of settled into our number one role. Gabe Roberts, who pitched for us last year, started. Miles Pullman started. Brody Graham would start. Espen Hall would start. Trenton would start. And it got to where we didn't have a true rotation, because our days, you know, if you're in the MLB and you're playing every day, you need four guys and a scratch starter. And we got to where we had five guys and a scratch start, which just got to where, you know, like I said, it was almost to a detriment, where guys couldn't pitch very consistently. So, you know, this year kind of what we're looking at doing is settling into more of that, you know, three or four true starters, and let guys kind of just tote the team on their back a little bit. And Trey last night, he came in and he jammed his thumb yesterday, and I really wondered if he'd even make it two innings. And, you know, I didn't even realize how efficient he was being until we're at the end of the fourth and he was just at 30 pitches. So the fact that before the game I said, you know, I'm going to cut you off at 70 pitches, and thought, you know, where he's kind of maxed out about 60 pitch bullpens, thought that'd be perfect. And, you know, he threw a complete game, 75 pitch game. So that was really handy. Friday when we go down to Grand Island, Miles Pullman's going to get the mound, and he'll be, you know, like I said, kind of the next guy up in the rotation to hopefully go for the year. I expect big things out of him. He expects big things for himself, just being more efficient. That's kind of what has hurt us the last couple of years with him. But, you know, he's also a guy that can joke about that he's only comfortable when he gets into a 2-0 count. So that's one thing that, you know, it's and I tell him, that's fine to be comfortable there, but, you know, when you start off every batter with two pitches, that's, you know, not great for pitch counts, where you have that cap at basically 80 pitches is well, 79 pitches is 3 days rest, so 80 gets you to 4 days rest. And you know, that's the name of the game, is keep pitch counts low. And Brody Graham's another one that he kind of likes the bullpen role, but you know, and if that's something that he and Espen Hall can do, is be our kind of middle relief setup guys, and then, you know, those guys stretch two, three innings, and they can both be scratch start guys that they'll go deeper into games if needed. And then, you know, Bryson Golian kind of last year, the year before, settled into that closer role for us. So that's kind of the way a game will progress. And then You know, Tripp Riley's a guy that we're pulling up for full-time seniors that is still juniors eligible, actually. So he's another guy that he can start for us, and he'll be efficient. He was a great pitcher for Coach Rakes last year at the juniors level, and he'll be able to do that for us. And you know, big brother Trenton, he'll be coming back. Like I said, he'll be there Friday. He'll be able to start playing again, and he and Tripp kind of right now. Tripp's been obviously be able to pitch a little bit more in practice and throw more bullpens. So kind of once we settle in, it'll be, you know, like I said, Tripp, Trenton, and Miles, and Trey will be hopefully our four starting rotation guys, and then Brody and Espen can be our long relief and kind of that fifth starter as needed. But they're both, all like I said, more comfortable out of the bullpen, and those are good roles for those guys because they just give us different looks.
Coach, I saw the note when Greg sent me schedules and everything, that, and I can't believe it, but Lexington, Gothenburg, and Cozad do not have a senior team this year. Is that right?
That is right. And, you know, Cozad, that's kind of become the new norm for them. A few years ago, I think it was that they had won state as juniors, and the next year, none of those guys returned. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, that's kind of become the new thing, is guys get to their junior year and they don't want to play 4 years of high school baseball. They don't, you know, work. It seems like in these other schools, you're seeing guys that, you know, maybe they've played basketball all through high school, and then they switch it up and want to swim or want to wrestle their last year, their senior year. And, you know, part of me, I can understand where it's, you know, my last chance to do something different, but also I think that's kind of what's catching on in these other schools, is I'm not going to play my last year, and that's destroying programs. So yeah, Gothenburg, that, you know, I don't think that's ever been an issue for them fielding a team. We were supposed to be playing them tonight, which, you know, obviously with the rain wasn't going to happen anyways, but yeah, we're supposed to be playing them. And so that's two games that we lost out on. Lex, that's two games we lost out on. And early on, Cozad had kind of planned on having a team, so, you know, had them on the schedule. But, you know, like I say, that's six games on the schedule that we do not have. So that's, you know, good and bad, where, you know, that's a little less that we have to do, but also, you know, those are games, and you need games, and especially where those are all within an hour, hour and a half travel-wise, those are good games to have on the schedule, home and away. So, yeah, it was really shocking, and you know, I can't imagine it's anything to do with the program. Jory up there, he's a great guy, and the kids really enjoy him. I think it's just that kind of the new trend of I'm not going to do something my last chance. So I don't know. Hopefully this is a one-year thing where we can get those games back. Hopefully.
You said you're going to Grand Island this weekend, and I'm sure the field of teams is going to be pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, so like I say, Friday, 5 o'clock, we'll be at Grand Island, and this is that. Usually this is our kind of our season opener, so it's about where it's supposed to be, but yeah, usually it's Memorial Day weekend, but we'll play in Grand Island Friday at 5, and then Saturday we'll be a little short staffed. We've got guys doing a couple different things for other sports that, you know, we'll roll in, and we're going to play Hastings and Lincoln North Star Saturday afternoon in Hastings. Like I said, we'll have 11 guys on the lineup, so hopefully everybody comes ready to play. But then we'll finish, I believe, at Central City Sunday in Hastings at noon. So, you know, it's always a good – I enjoy this tournament. It's one of those, you know, you go down and, you know, last year we played Grand Island right away, and I think that was a 1-0 or 2-1 game that we won. And then it was kind of tough games the next day where we played Norris and Hastings, but, you know, Norris had won state, and then they won state for Legion as well. And it's good to see, you know, that real stout competition where those teams have already played 30-plus games this spring, and they're just kind of rolling over into the summer season. And then, you know, like I said, Central City, they were runners-up for Class C, I believe, and so they've already played. But that's a little more – should be a little bit more manageable, you know, because we had them in our district last year, and guys that are a little more similar to what we'll see day in, day out.